I call this Wednesday, May 8th, Planning and Zoning Commission meeting to order. I am Daniel Williams. I will be presiding over this meeting tonight. May I have the roll call, please?
Yes. Forrestal?
Here.
Hyatt?
Here.
Goins is absent. Millen?
Here.
Vineyard is absent. And Williams?
Here.
Thank you.
All right. Are there any questions or amendments to the previous meeting minutes from Wednesday, April 10th, 2024? Take that as a no. May I have a motion to approve the meeting minutes from Wednesday, April 10th, 2024, Planning and Zoning Commission meeting?
So moved.
Can I have a second, please?
Second.
Thank you. Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Hyatt?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
Williams?
Present.
And Forrestal?
Yes.
Minutes are approved. All right. Are there any citizen comments from the public tonight regarding any topic not on tonight's agenda? I don't see anyone in Zoom land, so I will take that as a no. Moving on to public hearings. There are three public hearings scheduled for tonight's Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. However, the petitioners for PZC 2024-07 and PZC 2024-08 have not notified the surrounding property owners of the scheduled hearing. Therefore, the agenda items for the Kalaka and Hageman Trust rezoning requests will not be opened for discussion and testimony will not be taken at tonight's meeting. Due to the absence of required notification to property owners within 500 feet of the subject properties, may I have a motion to move the public hearing scheduled for PZC 2024-07 and PZC 2024-08 from May 8th, 2024 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting to the June 12th, 2024 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting at the same time and place as the originally planned hearing? I believe that was
the motion. So Hyatt seconded.
No,
oh, you made the motion.
Yeah.
Second.
Thank you. Sorry about that. Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Millen?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
And Hyatt?
Yes.
The public hearings for PZC 2024-07 and PZC 2024-08 have been moved to the June 12, 2024 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. There is now one public hearing scheduled for tonight's Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. The purpose of this hearing is to invite testimony from members of the community regarding the proposed request that is being considered before this commission tonight. Public testimony from persons present who wish to speak, maybe for or against the motion, or before or against the request, are to ask questions of the petitioner regarding the request being heard. Those persons wishing to testify are asked to speak clearly, one at a time, and state your name and who you represent, if anyone. You are also asked to sign in at the podium. If you plan to speak during tonight's public hearing as petitioner or as a member of the public, please stand, raise your right hand, and repeat after me. Seeing as I don't believe there is anyone, I will move on from there. May I have a motion to open the public hearing on petition number PZC 2024-13, United City of Yorkville, for a text amendment to the Unified Development Ordinance?
So moved.
Can I have a second, please?
Second.
Thank you. Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Millen?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
And Hyatt?
Yes.
The public hearing up for discussion tonight is as follows. The United City of Yorkville petitioner is proposing to amend section 10-7-9, Park and Recreation, Land and School Site Dedication of the Unified Development Ordinance related to criteria and formula for determining the minimum required park and recreation and school site dedication. The proposed text amendment will revise tables 10-7-9-A-1, Parkland dedication requirements, table 1079B1, school dedication requirements, and table 1079D, estimated population per dwelling unit within the United City of Yorkville's United Development Ordinance. Staff, please present on behalf of the city for PZC 2024-13, text amendment to the Yorkville United Development Ordinance.
Okay, just a brief refresher if you all do. Last couple of years, we were going through the Unified Development Ordinance process. It was a four-year process. Members of this committee were part of that Advisory Committee, and we came up with some modernization standards for our zoning ordinance and combining all of our development-related ordinances, and the land cash ordinance is one of those ordinances. So the history about the land cash: in January 1996, the city adopted its land cash ordinance, and that ordinance derived calculations based off of, at that time, the Illinois State Board of Education's recommendations for, you know, site criteria for a school, what would be a middle school ideal size, what would be the, you know, average population of residents in, that would utilize the middle school, like what are the school age kids. And that information ended up becoming part of a formula of how we calculate the minimum acreage required to be dedicated for new residential development. So every time residential development comes in, we have a subdivision. We estimate based off of the unit types, if it's single family, if it's multifamily, if it's a townhome, how many people will be generated from that site and how many would be school age kids. And so around that time, there was a model that all communities use. It was called the Naperville model. And that this is what we had based off our standards. And that model was created or utilized the formula from 1993. So we adopted it in 1996. We hadn't changed it in almost 30 years. So we just, as part of the UDO, we thought that there needed to be an update to the land cash methodology. And even the ordinance itself, the 96 ordinance, recognized that the formula for land cash dedication, a fee in lieu of, is going to be periodically reviewed and updated, and hadn't been in 30 years. So we undertook that process, and we created criteria and formulas based off of a 2010 model of the Illinois Capital Development Board. This is a board that regulates the constructions of schools for Illinois, and most schools follow these standards when they're deciding to construct a new facility, how many students, what's the minimum acreage, that information. And so we research other communities, and other communities use this methodology as well. Some local around here would be Oswego, St. Charles, Joliet, Elgin, New Lenox, Woodridge, so on. So once we adopted it, a comparison was done on a random generic subdivision. And what we found was that the numbers ended up reducing the land dedication and the cash dedication required by half. So the current ordinance, if you look in the memo, here's a generic subdivision, residential subdivision of about 100 single family dwellings, 50 townhomes, and 20 duplexes. So a total of 170 dwelling units. Under our previous ordinance, they would be required, the subdivision would have to dedicate about 5.3 acres of land for park and 7.1 acres of land for school. And if they couldn't do that, then they would have to pay the equivalent of that, and the equivalent value for the park, that 5-acre park, would be $537,000, and the equivalent of that 7-acre school site would be $717,000. So the city would collect for the park about $500,000, and the school would collect about $700,000. Well, under our new formula, the school would collect about $350,000 or 3.5 acres of land, which nothing could be done with 3 acres of land for a school. And the city would get about 2.8 acres for a park, or about $288,000 for cash donation. With this in mind, we felt that it would be best to revisit this and do a deeper dive, one more specific to Yorkville, rather than using a formula that everyone has used over a couple of years because of the impact it had on developments. And so some developments have feedlots, so some would be subject to this regulation, some wouldn't. We just felt we'd revert back to our original, you know, methodology and formula, and then revisit this in the future and get a better understanding of what our population generation really is, rather than use a model.
Okay.
So, if you have any questions for me, I'll be happy to answer them, or we can wait until we get to the deliberation period.
Thank you, Kristen. Mm-hmm. All right. Is there anyone present who wishes to speak in favor of the request? Going to say no. Is there anyone present who wishes to speak in opposition to the request? Again, going to say no. Are there any questions from the petitioners at this time? I'm sorry. Are there any questions from the commissioners at this time for the petitioner? I figured we can just save them for open session later on. Sounds good. Since all public testimony regarding this petition has been taken, may I have a motion to close the taking of testimony in this public hearing?
So moved.
Okay. Thank you. Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Williams?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Yes.
And Millen?
Yes.
Thank you.
Perfect. The public hearing portion of tonight's meeting is closed. Seeing as there are no items under unfinished business for discussion, we'll move on to new business.
I have a question for the chairman. If you would like, would you want to move this item up? Because it's the last item on the agenda, since it's fresh on your memory, or would you want
to... No, that works. That's perfect for me. That way you can answer any questions that anyone has.
You would need to do a motion.
Oh, okay. Motion to move up PZC 2024-13. Thank you.
Second.
Perfect. Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Williams?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Yes.
And Millen?
Yes.
Where we were there. So back to PZC 2024-13, text amendment to the United Development Ordinance regarding school park land dedication. Does staff have anything else they would like to add?
No, I don't.
Any questions from the commissioners at this time? I have nothing here. So do I have a motion to approve the petition PZC 2024-13 text amendment to the United Development Ordinance? Thank you. Can I get a second?
Second.
Thank you. Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Williams?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Yes.
And Millen?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Motion is approved. And then I am so sorry. I believe we forgot to read that.
That's okay.
So is that all right? All right. So used to sticking to the script. All right. So going back to new business. Staff, would you please present PZC 2024-09, Kendall County Petition 24-04, mile and a half review.
Sure. So the petitioner in this case is the Fox Valley YMCA. The petitioner is seeking to build a new facility in a portion of land that is unincorporated at this time, but once was previously incorporated into the city. It was known as the Bristol Club development. At the time, it was annexed to the city in 2001. It had a B3 zoning. It was then subsequently absorbed as part of the Bristol Bay development, but it sat fallow for several years, and Fox Valley Family YMCA acquired the property in 2015. And always initially intended to construct a recreation facility here, and they began discussing and engaging with the city about requirements for certain building code regulations to be applied to the facility, and then the petitioner ultimately filed for de-annexation. So the parcel, it's actually two parcels that make up this site, ended up agreeing to a settlement agreement with the city for de-annexation, and that was granted in September of 2020. So now they're moving forward with the development in Kendall County. The property is currently zoned B4, Commercial Recreation District. They're looking to ultimately build 150,000 square feet, a facility that would consist of a building as well as surface parking, a pool, and a daycare facility addition, with a parking expansion in the future. The project will be developed over two phases. So the initial phase would be about 60,000 square feet, and then the second phase would be about 90,000 square feet. Right now, the petitioner's working their way through Kendall County's process. We reviewed the site plan. There were some comments and questions from our engineer. They're mostly related to stormwater management, final engineering. However, staff would like to note that the property would be serviced by septic system for sanitary waste and well for potable water and fire suppression. However, there are existing water mains adjacent to the property as well as sanitary sewer mains. Our comprehensive plan saw this site as estate conservation and ag zone because it was undeveloped, didn't intend to probably develop within the 10-year frame of our comprehensive plan. But if they are to move forward with the project and get approved, we would need to reevaluate our comprehensive plan.
Perfect, thank you. I was going to say, does anyone have any questions before I go?
Yeah, is there any consideration with, I've heard rumors that Cannonball is going to get redirected. Has anybody heard that because of traffic? Because I live on Cannonball right where the big curb is, and there's accidents all the time.
Oh, yeah, it's bad.
That's just going to increase traffic. Mm-hmm. So is that going to, are they going to try to move that a little bit or take that curb out? Or I've heard that, but I don't know.
I don't know if anything officially. Matt Asselmeyer from the county is here. He may be able to address, because I believe that portion, it may be a city portion of the road. I know a portion of Cannonball. I think that's county.
Cannonball is county. Cannonball is county. The plan is to realign Cannonball and Dixon Roads. Was there anything others?
No, I was just asking if they were going to cut that out, that curve out, or
no? Because if you look at like where Cannonball hits Galena, they're going to re-curve Dixon down to get that
Okay.
But it's not going to affect the curve around in that area.
Yeah, I was just curious because I had people ask me that already in my neighborhood. So,
are they required to do a traffic study as part of the Kendall County process?
I believe they were given an access permit by the county. I assume that whatever highway department requested of them, they have the requirement for that.
And then the only question I had was in regard to stormwater. So it sounds like we have water and like sewer or sanitary mm-hmm. out there. Is mm-hmm. there a reason they want to use their own systems?
Well, they cannot access our systems without
the annexation.
Annexation.
And they purposefully left.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Because I saw exactly what they were talking about. There was a very large
16-inch.
Yes.
Water main.
Yep. Oh, I wasn't talking about the water main. I was talking about the sanitary.
Oh, sanitary is 24-inch.
Yeah, the entire south of the property is where they were doing that septic tank.
Yeah.
So, okay, that was my concern as well. But
one point on that, the existing YMCA facility at Elden Main and Route 34 is on well on septic.
That's in Plano.
Awesome. Oh, I know the exact one you're talking about. Okay, perfect. I mean, again, no concerns. It's just that the city engineer had questions. I saw that as well. Perfect. Any other questions from the commissioners? Take that as a no. May I have a motion to approve PZC 2024-09, Kendall County Petitions 24-04, mile and a half review?
SMO.
Thank you. Perfect. Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Forrestal?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
And Williams?
Yes. Perfect. Motion is approved. Staff, would you please present on PZC 2024-10, Kendall County Petition 24-05, mile and a half review?
Yes. So the petitioners here are George and Heidi Oliver. They're requesting an approval of a plat of vacation to vacate the existing combined 10-foot drainage and utility easement between lots 223 and 224 within the Whitetail Ridge subdivision for the purpose of constructing a home in the center of the combined lots. This is located at 7709 and 7731 Bentgrass Circle, which is generally located at the north of East Schoolhouse Road, also known as Illinois Route 126 between Grove Road and Hopkins Road in unincorporated Kendall County. The properties are platted as two separate parcels totaling around 66,960 square feet. Currently, the property is unimproved and is approximately a mile and a half east of the Prestwick of Ashley subdivision. WBK Engineering, who are the county's engineering consultant, reviewed the vacation of the easement from the drainage perspective, and they do not oppose the request. And the Whitetail Ridge HOA is also agreeable to the request. When looking at the comprehensive plan, the designation for this property is estate and conservation residential. With its current land use and an open space golf course development and the proposed attached single family home on a 1.5 acre lot, it is consistent with the comprehensive plan and land use designation, so the proposed plat of vacation does not alter the land use. Staff comments, staff does not oppose the request, so because it does not affect the existing drainage within the plan development, and it is consistent with the comprehensive plan and the plat of vacation of the drainage and utility easement, will not affect the future land use as it will remain residential in nature. And there's also no opposition from GC.
Thank you very much. All right, is there any questions from the commission? I had none. It was pretty simple, straightforward. Perfect. May I have a motion to approve PZC 2024-10, Kendall County Petition 24-05, mile and a half review?
I so moved.
Thank you. Can I get a second, please?
Second.
Thank you very much. Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Forrestal?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
And Williams?
Yes. Motion is approved. All right. Staff, would you please present on PZC 2024-11, Kendall County Petition 24-06, mile and a half review?
Yes, so the petitioner is Jerry Sturchola, on behalf of AG Properties, LLC owners, for the owners of the property. They are requesting an approval to a map amendment from B3 Highway Business District to M1 Limited Manufacturing District. The petitioner is a dealer for Free Hall Manufacturing, where they do trailer sales only, and this was a comment made by Daniel Kramer, and this is different than what is in the memo. The property is located at 7789 Route 47 on the west side of Route 47. The property consists of two parcels totaling around 16.4 acres. There are two existing buildings on the site. The building to the north is approximately 5,366 square feet, while the building to the south is approximately 11,300 square feet. Part of the property is also vacant, and this site is accompanied or is occupied by several trucks that, again, Daniel Kramer mentioned will be leaving soon. The property fronts Route 47 and has one access point off of Route 47, and Jerry will only operate out of this one entrance. There is a declaration lane for southbound traffic off of Route 47, and the property also has one access point off of Conservation Drive. And another comment made by Daniel Kramer during our EDC meeting was the access point will be posted with a 10,000 pound limit done by the township road agreement. The property is immediately southwest of Yorkville's corporate boundary and is approximately 0.3 miles from the Windett Ridge subdivision. In 1975, the property was rezoned from two business highway district B3 by Kendall County from A1 agricultural district. And then as of the date, the memo was sent by the Kendall County Department of Planning, Building and Zoning, which was March 20th, 2024. The petitioner is working on a site approval plan, but for now the petitioner will be using this existing site plan as is. When looking at the comprehensive plan, the designation is estate and conservation residential and agricultural zone. And then some background of Kendall County that is important to mention is there is a proposal submitted in December by Graco FS Incorporated, who are the owners, and AB Schwartz LLC, the contract purchaser. There was a they proposed an amendment to the Kendall County future land use map for from transportation corridors to mixed-use business for an approximately 20-acre property consisting of five parcels, commonly known as 8115 Route 47, which is about 0.5 miles away from the proposed map amendment property that we are discussing today. As a result, an amendment to the Kendall County Future Land Use Map was made from transportation corridor to mixed-use business. The proposal made today by Jerry Sturciola on behalf of Energy Properties LLC is consistent with Kendall County's recent changes. And if Yorkville were to consider the proposal, a review of the comprehensive plan would be needed for additional industrial land use. And we are seeking input, and then I know Dan Kramer is here if he wants to go ahead.
Thank you very much. Dan, anything to add?
Actually, Sarah was spot on with the report that she was wonderful pronouncing my client's state. I think the city's report's probably got some, positive actually, you know, so we process in Kendall Township Land Commission and Kendall Township Board.
I wasn't sure if that was a joke or if it was actually echoing. I was just saying thank you very much.
Thank you.
Perfect. Are there any questions from the commission?
So this is the property out of town where the LFS fuel station
was? No, it's north of there. So this is just south of the USDA site. It had like a brown and yellow building for a long time. There's trucks now there, so it's like kitty corner, so it would be southwest of Wendat Ridge.
I think I was confusing it as well. Anyone else? Can you let us know? This one, we do need to include a subject to review of the comprehensive plan in the reading, correct?
You would just, it's in the ordinance, it's in our memo. I don't know if it's subject to. It's up to you if you want to do it subject to. It's just if it is approved by Kendall County, then we will.
I just wanted to make sure that we covered that for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. With that said, may I have a motion to approve PZC 2024-11, Kendall County Petitions 24-06, mile and a half review.
I so
move. Can I get a second?
Second.
Thank you. Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Forrestal?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
And Williams?
Yes. Motion is approved.
Matt Esselmeyer also take care of his newly arrived baby.
Oh.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. If you want to go home, you're more than welcome to, sir.
Yeah, Chris, Chris thinks so.
Gotcha. Figured you might need a break anyways. Moving on to additional business, annual appointment of the vice chair. Do we want to move that on to the next session when Rich is back?
That's up to you.
I don't know if we could even do that.
Yes,
Oh, we can? Okay.
You can do it. He is serving as vice chair now.
Oh.
He's not chairperson. There's a vacancy for chairperson, which has not been appointed by the mayor.
I see. Okay.
So, but by ordinance, every fiscal year, you're required to select a new vice chair.
Got it, because I know him and I had always just passed it off to one another every year. Is everyone okay with moving that on to the next meeting?
Yeah.
Awesome. Could I have a motion to move the annual appointment of the vice chair to the, I believe it is...
June 12th,
2024, Planning and Zoning Commission meeting?
I so moved.
Thank you. Perfect. Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Hyatt?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
And Forrestal?
Yes.
All right, motion is approved. Thank you all. Is there any additional business the city wants to update us on?
So on the agenda, there's Cornelius Road Solar. Kind of jumped the gun because they're not on the agenda for final approval until May 14th for the city council, but they did have their public hearing and there were no objections. But the one gentleman who did show up at our PZC meeting, he did provide his written comments, which the city council did consider.
Thank you, Christy. Is there anything else that anyone wants to bring up? Take that as a no. Seeing as there is nothing further, items on the agenda tonight, may I have a motion to adjourn?
I so moved.
Thank you. All in favor say yes. All opposed say no. Yes. Meeting adjourned.